This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
All right, I got to tell you, Carlos McClintock is here. He is the owner of Greater Pitt Tree Service. We have so much to get to tonight, but here's that number, 412-884-TREE. Before we talk about why he's here and all the stuff that he can do with this amazing company, I just got to tell you, your hometown of Greenfield, I was so excited, Carlos, to accidentally just end up in that community that I told my radio audience the next day because of Bob O'Connor and Coach McCarthy, my Catholic faith, obviously. What an amazing little community. What was it like, before we do anything, growing up in Greenfield where your mom still lives?
Man, it was the best. It was just the golden age of kids just everywhere, running the streets. You know, our parents, we just came really home to eat and sleep. That's all I remember, being in my house for 15 years. But we ran the streets and the ballparks, and the neighborhood was kind of divided, like this crew up here by Hammerfield and the guys down by McGee and couple guys up by like Calvary Cemetery, and we'd battle each other, but we stuck together when it, you know, went down with the other neighborhoods, because back then that's how you settled it. There was no social media. That there were real fights back then, and we did a lot of that.
Don't bring it to me. Go out and settle your own problems.
Yeah. Between sports and fighting, that was pretty much everything we did in Greenfield. But we were all good kids, you know.
What a great little community, though. And I was so honored to be there. And I was so excited because all these thoughts of Mr. O'Connor, the mayor, and everyone just kind of went through my mind. But I will say this. I'm so glad that you still go into those great communities, those old mill towns. And I was in Homestead and Duquesne and McKeesport here over the last couple of weeks. And I love this community. I love where I'm from, and I love the North, and I love the South. But there's something so special about those communities. And it's nice to know that Greater Pitt Tree Service rolls into those communities to help those people.
Yeah, we love being out there and visible in the communities and giving back to the communities. We were in the Greenfield Parade the other day, Friday night. I saw Corey O'Connor there.
Nice.
It's good to see all the old faces in the neighborhood. And neighborhoods kind of changing these days. And it's nice to see, you know, the progression and where it's at. And you know, it's just good to, you know, it's always nice to go back home, and my mom still lives there, same house we grew up in, and see the kids that I've known from first grade and on. So yeah, it's a great neighborhood.
Listen, last thing, and then we're going to get down to the business. You being a tree professional, Christmas tree time, I have to ask, Scotch pine, Douglas fir, blue spruce, what do you, the expert, Carlos McClintock from Greater Pitt Tree Service, recommend?
I like the Douglas fir. I like the way the ornaments hang off it. It's sturdy. The smell of it, you know. I think if I had a second choice, it'd be the Scotch pine, because they're really odoriferous.
Now, what does that mean?
5 cent word there.
What does that mean?
Smells good.
Okay.
So yeah, between those two, you know, you can't go wrong. I miss selling Christmas trees. I did it for years, and it was a good way to generate money during the winter and meet people. And you know, for me in business, it's always been about the relationships. So you're out there selling trees and meeting people and hot chocolate. And
the best.
Yeah, I miss doing it.
I miss those little, what they call Edison light bulbs, strung, and people gathering and getting their tree and strapping it onto their car. Cool stuff.
Yeah.
I have to ask you, being a Central Catholic fan as I am, obviously they didn't get to the big one, but the former coach of Central Catholic, a dear friend, Art Walker Jr., who we have a lot of respect for, they're taking on another Catholic powerhouse in St. Joseph's Prep. We're going to have all the games, including that one Saturday night at 7 for the 6A title. And I know you and all of us are wishing Coach Walker the best, right?
Yeah, I'd like to see him beat St. Joe's, obviously. And I tell you what, it's going to be one of those games where you strap it up and come out, and who's ever left at the end of the game is going to win that game. It's NA's a hard-hitting team, and St. Joe's, you know, they're just a powerhouse over in that side of the state. So, yeah, it's going to be a great game. I'm anxious to see it.
All right, so funny you wanted to talk about oak pruning season. We're going to get to that. But this other thing, I was just saying this as I've been mowing my lawn over the last couple of months. If I would have owned the property from the beginning, if you remove a tree, you got to get rid of the stump, okay? Because these things become such an issue. But my question is, when the ground is frozen, can you still come in and get rid of some of this large stuff that can be a hazardous to your water lines and all the other things that go with it?
Yeah, the wood actually gets a little harder, you know, in the dead of winter, but our stump grinders are big machines, are very powerful. You know, the wheel with the teeth on it will chew up the stump, whether it's, you know, winter or summer. So it's not really an issue, you know, doing a stump in the winter. But getting on that topic in the winter, and I think we're going to roll into this, you know, there are jobs that we sell throughout the year that we save for the winter because, you know, we know their yard's soft. There's a lot of runoff from hillsides in Pittsburgh. So a lot of yards, we can't bring our equipment in until it does freeze in the winter, where we could get into your yard and not make it look like a war zone, bringing a truck in or a tracked aerial lift, or even just the foot traffic of 8 or 10 guys in your yard is going to tear it up if you have a swampy yard. So winter's a great time for that.
Yeah, and the other thing too, the brush is all gone, the leaves are gone, visibility is good, so you have a better line of sight as far as what you have to do too.
Yeah, it definitely makes the cleanup a little easier. You know, people kind of ask me sometimes, is it cheaper in the winter? And I say, yeah, we'll give you a better price because we get a little slow at the call volume, but I still pay my guys the same amount of money. So I can't, you know, go that low on the pricing, but we definitely give good winter discounts. And right now we're, you know, we're booked in through the middle of January and we're looking for some new customers. So if you have something out there that you were holding off on or waiting for the right time or the right company, give us a call. We're ready for it.
And I also have to believe, because the weather can change, you have storm damage, snow brings an old tree down, it lands on your roof. This is something else you guys specialize in too, right?
Yeah, we'll get a couple of those big winter storms that come in. It's usually like that wet, heavy snow that weighs on the trees for an extended period of time, brings down a lot of pine trees. They get a real heavy. Or an ice storm too comes in. We had one a couple years ago around Thanksgiving. I remember being out in the North Hills. They got pummeled by it. But between the ice and the snow, you know, it's good to mitigate that risk, you know, and get that tree removed before it has that potential to come down in a storm. You know, if it's close to the house, a lot of times these big trees kind of outgrow their coverage. Most times these homeowners didn't plant it because they're so big and old, it wasn't that current homeowner. So it's a safety issue to kind of make sure you secure your main investment, which is your home and your family.
All right, we're going to come back, talk about some other winter jobs too, because I truly want people to not put it off. If you can get some things done now, get it done now. 412-884-TREE, Greater Pitt Tree Service. He is Carlos McClintock. We're also going to talk about oak pruning season. And then in the final two segments, we're going to give you a chance. If you have any tree-related questions, you want to call in tonight at 866-391-1020. You're going to be able to do that. But again, Greater Pitt Tree Service, Carlos McClintock is here. Up next, other winter types of jobs that they can handle, maybe something you've been considering, and also oak pruning season. Back with more of Pittsburgh Works on KDK in just a couple of moments. Stay with us. Carlos McClintock is here, Greater Pitt Tree Service. So before we get to oak pruning season and other winter jobs, tell everybody maybe hearing you for the first time a little bit about your company. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I started doing trees in the early 90s and got out of it for a little bit and got back into it in 2008. Started from nothing and small company, and wouldn't even call it a company at that point. And we've just grown, and, you know, every year we got bigger and bigger. And I tried to do things right, you know, the way I was raised, take care of people, make it about relationships, and the business and money will kind of come after that, and just kept investing back into the company and got it to the point where it's at now. And we have, you know, 10 or 12 trucks, 15, 16 employees. We have a great crew. I actually wanted to give a shout out to them real quick. We had two monster jobs yesterday and today. I mean, like, I got them set up, and I'm like, I'm out of here, man. I don't want to see how this is going to go down.
What were the jobs? You got to tell me.
Yesterday, we were in Fox Chapel, and massive oak tree draped over this stone house with a slate roof, and we had our tracked aerial lift up in his yard. We climbed this, like, steep hill in the backyard and came around the back to the front, used the tracked aerial lift to kind of brush out the tops. And then we brought our crane in the driveway, which was limited space as usual in Pittsburgh. We got our crane there, and then we were dismantling the tree with the crane and the spider lift. And it was a huge job. And then we had some other trees around the property. And then today we just had one massive oak tree up in Shaler. And this thing was enormous. I mean, I was waiting for the call, like, towards the end of the day, like, hey, we're not going to finish this today. And it's tough this time of year because it gets dark at 4:30 and doesn't get light any sooner. But I'm telling you, man, my crew between the last 2 days,
amazing.
Just so proud of them. Our salesman, our new GM, Desiree, she's killing it. We're just primed right now to be that company in Pittsburgh that you can call and get a call back and get a salesman out there the same day and get a scheduled date, which is rare for any contractor to tell you, I am coming January 10th.
And be there January
10th. And we will be there unless the roads are icy, of course. That's kind of where the company's at now. We've been part of a lot of things lately. We were in the Veterans Day parade. We were asked to be in that because we do work free of charge for the World War II veterans. And
that's awesome, by the way.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, it's worth every bit of it to hear their stories. I mean, we did a job the other day, and I think Marty covered a couple of them. But the one job we did, this guy lives out in Ohio Township off Mount Nebo Road. He fought in the Battle of the Bulge. He stormed the beaches in Normandy. He's actually the guy in the video footage that you see from that day. His name's Warren Goss, 102 years old. He's been married for 73 years. His 80-year-old daughter lives with them. I mean, it was just like, it couldn't have been like any more of a great experience. And we were honored to go out there. We trimmed like 10 or 12 apple trees for him free of charge and came out there and brought him donuts, and the GM Desiree came out and met with them and listened to his stories. And the guy was on 60 Minutes. I mean, he's like, if there's any American hero out there, it's this gentleman. It was just an honor to meet him.
That is amazing.
It is.
80-year-old daughter living with him.
Yes. And then another one we did that day, Marty came out to this job. She was a woman. She was a code breaker. And
during World War II.
Yeah. I mean, some people say like she won the war because she cracked the code of the Germans running the stuff over the airwaves, where she knew where their U-boats were and where they were going, and it protected our submarines from getting torpedoed. And we were able to, you know, we had the upper hand, and she cracked the code of these Germans. And I mean, she's 100 years old. It's amazing.
That's incredible. But that's so such an honorable thing to do, because you understand none of us would be here today and having what we have, these great freedoms, if it wasn't for many of the greatest generation who sadly are no longer with us, including my father. All right. Now, oak pruning season. Let's talk about it. Why is it now?
Okay, so oak trees, man, they're a finicky tree. I mean, you could look at an oak tree wrong and kill it. So first of all, you got to trim it when they start their dormant cycle, which usually is somewhere around Thanksgiving. They stay in the dormant cycle, you know, Thanksgiving to St. Patrick's Day is the rule of thumb where you can trim the oak trees. So, you know, we come in there, we approach them, in the correct way. We don't spike them. We free climb them. We use a lot of hand saws on the smaller diameter material that we're cleaning out the centers so we don't scar the tree up with the chainsaw. Cuts got to be on the proper angles. You can only take up to 25% of the current mass off of the tree in one trimming. There's just a lot involved in trimming these oak trees, and they're just littered around Pittsburgh. Every neighborhood, you know, I've never gone anywhere and not seen a big oak tree. They were a popular tree to plant, you know, 70, 80 years ago.
You know, when you think of the life of these trees and how they've withstood the test of time, it's pretty amazing. But if your crew isn't as professional as they are and they make one false move, it can ruin everything.
Yeah, you see a lot of oak trees out there that were trimmed improperly. You know, a company didn't have the proper training, or maybe the homeowner went with the cheapest price and, you know, you're going to get what you pay for. And then also, like, the, I don't want to throw them under the bus, but the power companies come by and they trim back the clearance from the uninsulated energized lines. There can't be branches within 15 feet of those. So if they're going down your street in July,
it's not pruning.
It's maple oak. They're not going to bypass trimming that oak. And it's a big bone of contention. And we end up a lot of times out there at these residents' homes, and we have to remove the oak tree that was killed because it was trimmed the wrong time of year.
All right. Listen, other type of winter jobs that you are performing right now for people.
Mainly we switch into the oak and elm pruning. Elms are kind of in the same category as the oak trees as far as when you could prune and trim them. Our salesmen are out during the course of the year selling these jobs. People want to get on our schedule because we usually will fill up in that time frame where we're able to trim those trees. So we're selling those trees all year long, and then once the end of November kicks in, we just start pounding our schedule and our board with all the oak prunes that we sold during the year. And then a lot of calls start coming in that time of year because most homeowners are knowledgeable about the tree they have on their property. You know, it's not hard to Google, you know, what's the best thing for this tree and what kind of tree is this? So homeowners know, like, all right, oak tree's dormant, leaves are starting to fall, we're calling to get this pruned. And, you know, we're usually one of the top companies that they call. We go out in a lot of boroughs. We used to trim a lot of the oak trees in Mount Lebanon. So they own the trees if they're in your front yard within a certain distance to the street. They own those trees, so they trust us to come out and maintain and take care of these beautiful oak trees that are, you know, they're irreplaceable. So if you mess up, man, it's on you.
It's all about curb appeal. They really are the first impression. Trees are such an important border of anybody's house. And a lot of trees have memories for people. And they maybe planted something when a child was born or a special occasion. Somebody got engaged or married. These are the type of things that really memories are made of. So when you're doing this, you're painting a picture to keep those memories moving forward, right?
Yeah, you can see the people out there. They're watching us and, you know, they're making sure it's done right. And, you know, if you go on the Better Business Bureau and read our reviews, you know, the people touch on, like, that we took such great care of their tree, of their property. You know, they can't say enough good things about us out there in the field. Actually, the whole experience from the time you call, getting a call back from someone in our office, getting a salesman out that day, getting a good price, getting it scheduled. You know, people, you know, they got these big, beautiful trees on their property. They want it done right.
All right. Carlos McClintock is here. He is the owner of Greater Pitt Tree Service, 412-884-TREE, 412-884-TREE. So this is an opportunity for you, our next two segments. If you have any questions about your trees, something you're concerned about, winterizing, getting ready for the upcoming year, maybe looking to the spring of next year, things that you know you have to get done, that to-do list, this is your chance to call in and talk to our expert. So the number to dial is 866-391-1020. We're going to take all of your tree-related questions right up until 8 o'clock. So call us at 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. Greater Pitt Tree Service and Carlos McClintock until 8 o'clock, taking your tree questions at 866-391-1020. And you can reach them at 412-884-TREE. We'll be back. All right, we are back with Carlos McClintock, Greater Pitt Tree Service, and we're going to let you get all your tree questions in right now, but you got to call because the hour will be gone before you know it. 866-391-1020. Let's go to Mary in Shaler. Mary, you're on KDK with Carlos McClintock. How are you?
Okay, and you?
Good. So, I don't know, where'd Mary go? Okay, Mary, call back. I don't know, something happened there. But anyway, what other jobs right now, if people are considering, they should get done, and also looking to the spring and what you're doing with that great bank, born here, headquartered here, Dollar Bank, that people need to know about. So let's talk about the connection to Dollar Bank, mm-hmm. and then some winter work and some spring work that they should be booking now. Go ahead.
Yeah, Dollar Bank's been great. We're a vendor through them, and they offer what's called a timeline card.
Okay.
And it's essentially, it's a debit card. And if you pay it off, they give you up to $20,000, which a lot of these big tree jobs, like today we did a job for $18,000. But they give you a debit card to pay for the tree job, and it's 0% interest for the first 12 months. And if you carry it longer, it's just a competitive rate that's out there. They're a Pittsburgh-born institution. They usually get these people same day or next day approval.
Nice.
And we don't have any skin in the game. We like to offer it to these people so they can facilitate getting these big hazardous trees out of there before they have an accident where it hits their house. So Dollar Bank steps in, gets them funded. You know, once we get the green light, we put them on our schedule. Never had a problem with the customer getting funded. It's great to work with them. We see them at a lot of our Chamber of Commerce and networking events that we belong to. And, you know, just great to interact with another Pittsburgh heavyweight.
Good stuff. Okay, let's go now. Mary's back with us. She's got a tree question. She's calling from Shaler. And if you all have any tree questions, call us now at 866-391-1020. Hey, Mary, welcome back. You're on KDKA.
Yes. I have a big oak tree over my house, but it's my neighbor's tree. And I can't get anybody to cut it down because they do not want to offend a neighbor.
So how do you handle that?
Well, Mary might have saw us today because we worked in Shaler. So we had 7 or 8 trucks cruising around the area, and they're all bright green. We wrap all our vehicles, have our company name, the phone number. You know, we want you to see us out there. We want you to know who did your neighbor's tree. And that's actually our slogan. We did your neighbor's tree, because I would hear it on my voicemail all the time. Hey, this is Rob. You're out in Beaver County today. You did my neighbor's tree. And I'm like, that's going to be my slogan.
That's a great slogan.
Yeah. And then we put the yard sign in when we're done with the job. We want you to come home from work, or if you're away for the week or the weekend, we want you to pull up and see your neighbor's yard. And it looks like nobody was ever there. We clean up really well. And if we're trimming the tree, it's done properly. And we put that yard sign in. It's kind of our signature on the job.
So best advice, just be neighborly, knock on the door and say, look, I think we have an issue, because maybe sometimes they're not aware of the situation, because we all become dormant this time of year. We're not walking our perimeter or our yard. So maybe she should knock, and then they could work on the thing together. Or obviously, if she's willing to pick up the expense because of what could be the larger expense, they can at least get the communication open and start heading in the direction that everybody's satisfied.
Yeah, we did do a smaller job right around the corner from our large job, and it was a huge, beautiful oak tree right in the front corner of the property, and our customer was her neighbor, and her neighbor wanted it trimmed back from her driveway and yard because she's getting a lot of leaves from this big tree. And
yeah.
So we came in, and, you know, they trusted us to make the cuts on the proper angle and end up with something aesthetically pleasing. We try to marry all those things. We try to go out there and practice proper pruning techniques, achieve the objective of the customer, and end up with something that's aesthetically pleasing. And sometimes there's a little concession here or there, because now this lady's oak tree looks a little light on the one side that we trim back from her neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
But once the branches grow into your airspace, you own them. So legally, you're able to trim them back.
Ah.
You know, but then it's a fine line if we got to be on the owner of the tree's property. And it's very common job for us working with the neighbors.
Well, let me take it, Mary. I hope that helped. Let me give you their number again if you want to talk to the neighbor and then reach out. I know they'd love to hear from you. It's Greater Pitt Tree Service, 412-884-TREE. 412-884-TREE. Anybody else with tree-related questions? I know winter's here. You're not really maybe thinking all about the tree right now or trees, but it's always good to plan ahead. And there may be some things you need to have taken care of now that could be a problem as we move forward through winter. So give us a call, 866-391-1020. So here's the question. If it invades your airspace, like this tree has her airspace hanging over her roof, does your company ever... representing her, go over to the neighbor and say, look, there's an issue here. We want to explain to you the situation. And then they can, you know, worry about price or if she just wants to get the job done and pick up the entire price. But do you ever become an advocate for a customer?
Yes, we go in and kind of try to, you know, not diffuse the situation, but kind of, you know, let the owner of the tree know, like, hey, it's rubbing her roof or it's clogging her gutters. You know, or she's scared this big limb's going to fall and hit her house. And, you know, you kind of enter in that agreement when you live in these areas where you have a neighbor's tree or your tree goes over to your neighbor's property, you know, that there's going to be some kind of concession made where you can ultimately end up in a good relationship with your neighbor. Because a lot of times, if neighbors don't get along with each other, a lot of times it's because of a tree. You know, you might not have a tree in your yard, but guess what? You're raking all the leaves from your neighbor's tree. And after a while, it kind of wears on you, like, hey, you mind if we cut this tree down or trim it back? And it kind of all depends on your relationship with that neighbor, where it ends up going. But we do step in and try to facilitate it.
I never realized, but yeah, gutters, downspouts, shingles, roof, chimneys. Man, there's yards, shrubs, leaves, just debris, all sorts of things. And man, this is a very interesting topic. Okay, calls are coming in. Now let's go to Mary in the South Hills. Mary, you're on with Carlos McClintock of Greater Pitt Tree Service. Good evening. How are you?
Hi, Carlos. I'm fine, and thanks for taking my call. And I love your show, and I learned lots of important information, but I wanted to say kudos to Carlos because this is my second year with his company. And he does do everything that he said he does. So I brought him back this year, and I just finished a conversation with his arborist. Is that how we say that, Carlos? The specialist?
Yes. The arborist. Yeah. Yeah, that's it. Go ahead.
And he was wonderful. I mean, we talked about what I wanted, what I could do, and how to keep the trees in terms of I really value my trees, and I value the shade, and I don't have air conditioning. They make a big difference in the hot days of summer.
So you would highly recommend them, right?
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Well, yes, and they do. You don't even know they were there. The cleanup is wonderful. I have a lot of perennials. Everything was intact.
And this is the type of stuff that makes you want to get up and go to work every day, right?
I tell you what, I love hearing the or reading the reviews or talking to the customer afterwards. You know, we're a very goal-oriented type of business. It's like, here's the tree and here's our property, and we want the tree gone, but we don't want you to mess up our property. And
yeah,
that's what we like. We like that challenge. We want to leave your property sometimes looking better than before we got there. And that's a lot of what's touched on. Like Mary said, if you read our reviews, a lot of people touch on that.
Mary, I think you made his night. We appreciate the call, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, listen, we got more calls coming in. So let me get a break in here. It's about a minute overdue. Then we'll come back and spend another segment with Carlos McClintock of Greater Pitt Tree Service. Really excited to tell you that starting next year, he's going to be with us two Sundays out of the month throughout the year. So you're going to have a chance to really get to embrace his company, get to know him. So when you see those trucks rolling through the neighborhood, you'll be able to put a voice with the company. Carlos McClintock is here. We'll be back. Kathy in Hampton Township got an oak tree question coming up next on KDKA. All right, Carlos McClintock is here. He, of course, from Greater Pitt Tree Service. We're taking your calls to the top of the hour at 866-391-1020, and you can reach them at 412-884-TREE. Here's Kathy in Hampton Township wanting to talk about an oak tree. Kathy, you're on KDKA. How are you?
I'm great, gentlemen. How are you this evening?
Real good.
Question for you. I had, or the power company came through a few years ago and trimmed back tree limbs that were over power lines in the neighborhood. And I had a very large oak tree near the road, probably about 3 foot in diameter at the base. And I asked them when they did it, before they started, to please seal the wounds after they cut the branches off, because some of the branches they cut off were a good 18 inches in diameter. Mm. They didn't do it and refused to come back and do it. Now the tree is slowly dying. What are my rights here? Is it still my responsibility?
Yeah, that's, we deal with it so often. The power company, they have one objective. It's production pruning. It's trimming the trees back. And for them, they kind of say, you know, if you want electricity, this is what we have to do. Yeah, it's an uphill battle where you're at right now, because they don't accept so much responsibility for the outcome of what they do to these trees. And we're actually working on a case with a homeowner where he had like 7 or 8 oak trees killed, because what happened to your tree was where they cut those limbs back from the power lines, they most likely didn't bring it back to the proper lateral. And then what happens is it's called dieback. It starts where that wound was on the tree. And if they didn't seal it, it contributed even more from the dieback where it starts there, and it just keeps traveling towards the trunk of the tree. And then if it gets in towards the trunk, then you run the risk, or most likely will get oak wilt disease, which then, I mean, it's pretty much done.
And I'm pretty sure that's where I'm at.
Yeah, I lost
probably about 50% of the foliage this year.
Yeah, that's sad. I mean, I've been doing this a long time, and it's never changed, and I don't think it will change. But, you know, we'd be happy to come out. This other one we're working on, you know, he's going to hire us to remove the trees, because once they become dead, especially yours, because you said it's near the front, once it's dead, it's a liability on you. If a limb falls or the tree falls and hits someone walking by or driving by, it's neglect on you now because of the condition of the tree. The insurance companies only cover claims when the tree's healthy. So
right.
It's been passed on to you. You got like double whammied. You're going to lose your tree, and then you're most likely going to pay to get it removed, which you can, you know, go back to the power company and see if they'll compensate you for that. It's not an easy hill that you're going to have to climb here.
Okay, but you are in the middle of fighting one of those battles right now then?
Yes.
Okay.
The gentleman hired a lawyer. Sometimes they'll come back and cut the tree down, but they'll leave everything on your property. They don't usually haul anything out. He didn't want to go that route. He wanted to contract us. He doesn't even want him back on his property. Like, that's where he's at with...
Understandable.
Yeah, who trimmed these oak trees. But I'd be happy to come out and look at it, get you some pricing, at least start the ball rolling. We can give you an assessment written up by our certified arborist that will aid you in any type of court battle you may have to enter. So get us out there and, you know, let us try to go to bat for you and see where it goes.
All right. Can I have your number again, please?
412-884-TREE, T-R-E-E.
All right. Thank you very much for your help.
Thanks for calling.
Hey, Kathy, good luck with that. Appreciate the call.
Thank you. Well, bye-bye.
It's tough when people get put in those predicaments, huh?
Yeah. I mean, it's just the age-old battle, like we were talking about it earlier. You know, the branches can't go near those uninsulated, energized lines, the primaries up top or the secondaries.
They're not going to knock on your door. They're just going to do what they got to do.
If you know they're coming, because they'll usually tag or spray the tree, and if you're looking at your tree and become aware of it, you can get ahead of it and you can kind of petition them to, like, do not trim my tree in July. This oak tree is 100 years old. I don't want it trimmed there. So if you don't get ahead of it and that crew's coming down your street, they're production pruning, they have one objective, it's getting cut.
Mm. Okay, final 2 minutes. Things we need to know. You're going to be back two Sundays coming up, the 7th and the 21st in January in the 9 o'clock hour on Sunday. So what do we need to be thinking about right now as we head towards the holidays and winter when it comes to our trees?
Yeah, so right now, you know, we know this time of year, the holidays, everybody's in the same boat out here with the economy, and we're offering great winter pricing from now through the beginning of March. We'll give you a great discount on your tree work. Give us a call. We'll get a salesman out there. We'll get you booked in sometime in the winter here, and get us out there and let us take care of a tree that you know, might be a little leery if a winter storm's coming, or if you have a tree on your property where it's this time of the season to prune or trim the tree, give us a call. If we're coming out to your property, we're going to give you a good price everyone can live with. Get the job done, move on to your next project, and get it done right. That's the main thing. You know, these trees require a lot of care, and our crew's highly trained. We've been doing it a long time. We have a lot of pride in our business. We're Pittsburghers like everybody else out there. We want to maintain a good reputation out there in the community and with everybody.
If you can, in 30 seconds, because this is such a good opportunity and people planning ahead, what you're doing with Dollar Bank.
Okay, Dollar Bank, as I touched on it before, if it's a high ticket item anywhere, usually between like $3,000 and $20,000, they offer what's called a timeline card. It's 0% interest if you pay it off in the first 12 months. If you carry it longer, it's very low interest. We don't have any skin in the game. I'm not making money on that loan. I want to get your project done. I want to facilitate you getting this large tree out of there so you can sleep better at night.
Listen, great show tonight. You must be a popular guy because we're talking trees and it's just a couple of weeks before the holidays. It's dark outside. It's cold. It's rainy. And they're still calling. So you know what you're talking about. Thank you. And I'm looking forward to the year ahead spending time with you on KDKA.
Thanks, Rob. I appreciate you having me.
All right. Carlos McClintock. It's a Greater Pitt Tree Service. Don't put it off. What you can get done today. 412-884-TREE. 412-884-TREE.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know Graybar for electrical parts, but there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better. Because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.